Standing yoga. This is a standing yoga sequence. Practicing yoga regularly and consistently is an opportunity to be in kind relationship with yourself, finding a time and space where you can be undisturbed and feel at ease to practice is important, and wearing comfortable clothing that is unrestrictive that you can move freely and easily in. As you practice, noticing your moment-to-moment experience of the body and the range of sensations and emotions, and the thoughts in the mind. Being with things as they are as best you can in a non-judging way. And letting go of what the posture looks like and allowing it to be more about what the posture feels like. It's more about the journey, not so much the destination. So letting go of forcing or straining and simply being responsive to yourself gives a strong message of kindness and support and nourishment to your entire being. Listening and following along to the degree that is appropriate in your body today. Allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment. Feeling yourself move into and out of the postures with your breath. And following your own body and the messages that it is sending. It's far more important to listen to this in the practice than following my words. Allowing the eyes to be open sometimes and closed at others. Exploring the level of concentration that can be achieved. And being sensitive to your body when holding postures and moving in and out when it's right for you. You can modify the posture if at any time it doesn't feel right in your body. Or perhaps closing your eyes and imagining the posture in your mind's eye in as much detail as possible. Feeling free to pause the audio and explore a posture in your own time or repeat a posture. Tapping into your own inner wisdom. Notice the mind's nature to want to label the experience doing well and not doing well, of judging and comparing. Letting go of having to have a posture be a certain way based on a past practice or how you want things to be. And when you become aware of this, it's an opportunity to bring kindness and compassion to your practice and to yourself. Bringing a sense of curiosity to what's happening in this moment can be a wonderful antidote to judging. Perhaps asking, what is appropriate in my body in this moment? What is called for now? What am I feeling in my body right now? And noticing. And all of the sensations. Tingling, burning, releasing, radiating, tightness, whatever is being experienced. Notice the felt sense of sensation and if your mind is reacting to it or whether your mind is responding to it. Developing a deep inner wisdom as you allow the flow of your breath to be your guide. Noticing if you're holding your breath or if you find yourself holding on and waiting for a posture to end. Can you relax into the posture or even let go of the posture? Reestablish the connection to the breath and then picking up with the practice when you are ready. Noticing the ever-changing dynamic of the inner and outer landscape as you flow in and out of the postures with the breath and with the body, the mind and the emotions, moment to moment and breath by breath, and not taking yourself or the practice too seriously and lightening up if it feels intense or if you notice striving. Explore your limits and dwell at their boundary long enough to experience them without pushing beyond them, seeing what is right for you and your body today. You may notice these limits shifting and changing, perhaps even dissolving. Not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. This is a kind, caring, respectful relationship that we are establishing that can grow in time to be the wellspring of nourishment and healing for the body-mind connection. You know your body best, and coming to know yourself in this profoundly nourishing way that is different than any other exercise, and establishing a sense of deep trust and care, like you would a dear friend. So we will begin with mountain pose. Standing tall, with the spine and neck erect, crown of the head reaching up, with a sense of dignity, like a majestic mountain. The feet directly under the hips, about hip width apart. Feet parallel to one another, if that's comfortable. And the arms resting by your side. Hands and fingers soft. And feeling through your torso. Bring awareness to the pelvis. Perhaps rocking the pelvis, tucking the tailbone, come into a neutral pelvis with a natural arch of the spine. Feeling into the thighs, softening the knees slightly. Feeling how they are positioned over the ankles. Feeling into the lower legs and the feet in contact with the floor and the toes. Feeling connected and grounded. And allowing the weight of the body to shift forward to the toes. And then backward to the heels. And then side to side. Notice how the body feels as you shift. And notice how it feels to come back to center. With the weight directly over the 2 feet. And noticing the gentle sensations and the subtleties of movement and what appears to be stillness. Breathing. Tapping into the strength and stability of this pose, fully rooted and upright. Alert. And from here, turning the palms outward and bringing the hands out to the side. And reaching up overhead as far as you're able, reaching through the fingers, the arms, shoulders, torso, stretching up through the whole body and breathing. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, turning the palms to face downward, floating the arms slowly back down by your sides, feeling the weight of the arms moving through the air, completely releasing all the effort. And we'll practice this again, turning the palms to face up and lifting the arms, moving with the breath, noticing if you're holding the breath or constricting in any way, and allowing the breath to flow. An opening through the stretch. And when you're ready, exhaling and turning the palms down and bringing the arms slowly back down to the sides. And in rhythm with your own breath, repeating this movement another time. Noticing sensations. Flowing with your breath. And returning to mountain posture. And now with an in-breath, raising the right arm out to the side and up overhead, stretching long as if you're trying to reach for something that's overhead, just a little out of reach. And if you like, you can increase the stretch by lifting the opposite heel off the floor, working within your range, not pushing too much. And noticing where the edge of this boundary is for you today. You can play with your gaze, either looking down at the floor, over your left shoulder and relaxing through the left arm, or looking up to the right fingertips toward the ceiling, taking care of the neck and noticing what feels best. And returning the heel to the ground and lowering the right arm slowly. And as your arm returns to the side of the body, noticing the effect of this one-sided stretch on the whole body. And now when you're ready, raising the left arm out to the side and up overhead. Reaching and stretching overhead on the left side. Exploring where you would like to place your gaze, either looking down at the floor to the right, relaxing through the right shoulder and the right arm, right down to the fingertips and the thumb. Or looking up at the ceiling, as though you're trying to pick an apple from the tree. And if you care to, lifting the right heel up off the floor, increasing the stretch, noticing the sensation, and noticing if there's a difference on this side from the other. Feeling the sensation in the hip, in the waist, in the side. Breathing fully. And noticing any thoughts or emotions that are passing through. And gently lowering the heel and the arm. Releasing all effort and returning to standing mountain posture. And if it feels right for you and your body and with your balance, closing your eyes or softening your gaze, allowing your awareness to be drawn inward. Standing upright and dignified. And sensing what's happening in your body, any tingling or warmth, the sensations that you're feeling. Perhaps the heart beating in the chest. And from mountain posture, we'll stretch up through both arms, initiating the movement with the in-breath and sending the arms up to the sky and stretching the entire length of the body, the front, the back, the sides. And this time, with the arm still extending up, taking hold of the right wrist with the left hand and lengthening up any amount. And then very gently leaning over to the left, creating a crescent moon shape and stretching the whole right side, right down through the right hip and the leg, right down to the foot, and breathing. Feeling where the stretch stops. Breathing here as you explore your limits in this bend and not holding any longer than is right for you. And coming back to center and changing sides, clasping the left wrist with the right hand and lifting up and bending over to the right, tucking the pelvis slightly, protecting the lower back, and experiencing the deep stretch. And the entire left side, bending over to the right and breathing. And when you feel balanced on this side, coming back to center and stretching up on an exhalation, slowly returning the arms down to the sides. Stretching out through the palms and flexing the wrists if you like. Feeling the vitality in the arms and the wrists as the hands make their way back down to your sides. And if you like, closing the eyes if that's comfortable and coming to a standing mountain posture. Breathing deeply. Bringing the attention to where you feel the breath, the belly or the chest, the nostrils. Feeling the effects of this posture in the body. And now we'll do some shoulder rolls. We'll begin by first raising the shoulders up toward the ears as far as they'll go, the arms relaxed, and rolling the shoulders back, and then letting them drop down and relax. And then moving forward toward the chest. And then up toward the ears again, and back, and down, and moving at your own pace, and exploring the full range of motion, noticing if one shoulder moves differently than the other, and just bringing a sense of curiosity, letting it feel nice. And now reversing the direction and moving the shoulder up, and forward toward the chest, and then dropping the shoulders, and then drawing them back together, feeling the shoulder blades, and then back up again. and continue to roll them in this direction. And we'll finish the shoulder rolls with a few rolls in the opposite direction. So rolling the shoulders up and back and down, opening the chest to counteract the usual tendency to hunch the shoulders and constrict the chest area. Feeling the effects of this posture in the body. What are you noticing in the neck and the shoulders? And tuning into the breath. We'll continue with bringing the focus to the neck area. We're going to explore the range possible here with neck rolls, beginning by turning the head to the left and taking it only to its limit and breathing. And then coming to center and turning now to the right with sensitivity and care, not overdoing, seeing what the range is on this side. And when you're ready, coming back to center. And repeating this several times, connected with your breathing and the sensations in your body. Noticing the subtleties and any change as you continue to explore the range of motion in this posture. Respecting your limits and your body. And then coming back to center, returning to stillness. And noticing the effect of this posture in the body. And now drawing the head toward the center in a neutral position and dropping the chin toward the chest, head toward the floor, and taking care in the neck, working within your range and exploring. And with awareness, lifting the head back up to center and gently tipping the head backward, looking up toward the ceiling, the chin toward the ceiling, taking care in the neck, and allowing there to be length in the back of the neck so we're not crunching in the back of the neck. And doing this several times, aware of the sensations in the neck and avoiding any strain. And we will continue to work with the neck, with the sides of the neck, beginning with lowering the right ear to the right shoulder, keeping both shoulders relaxed and feeling a gentle stretch here as you breathe. And on an in-breath, lifting the head to center and lowering the left ear to the left shoulder. Opening and breathing. And relaxing the right arm and hand down by your side. Softening the face and jaw as you breathe. And returning to center. Doing this a few more times in your own time, your own pace, with awareness, connecting to the whole body. And coming back to the strength and presence of mountain pose. A sense of your foundation deeply rooted in the earth. And from this groundedness in the feet and the legs, allowing the spine and the neck and the head to be upright and spacious, feeling the length and the breath in the whole body as you stand here breathing. Our next posture is a balancing posture, as well as a strengthening posture. So notice any thoughts that may arise, and as best you can, entering into this posture with openness and curiosity. Coming in and out of this posture whenever is right for you. And if you like, you can come to stand close to a wall if that's supportive, or place a hand on a chair Begin by gazing at a spot on the floor a few feet in front of you, or a spot just ahead, something that isn't moving to anchor you. Shifting your weight onto the right foot, breathing in and breathing out, and lifting the arms up from the shoulders so that they're parallel to the floor, and at the same time raising the left leg up off the floor, straight out as much as it will come. So this may mean just placing your left toe on the floor to explore, and then continuing to raise your left leg up, engaging in the abdominal muscles to support the lower back, and exploring your limit and your range within the body in this posture. You can flex the left foot, bringing more strength to the left leg as you balance on the right leg. Noticing any thoughts or emotions that are arising. Noticing if you're holding your breath or tensing in the face or the jaw or maybe the mind. Can you breathe into this? Softening and finding the balance between effort and relaxation. And breathing. And lowering the left leg and arms and coming back to mountain posture. Releasing the efforts and feeling the stability in the feet and the legs and the torso, the neck and the head, upright and strong, steady and stable and breathing. And shifting the weight to the left leg and the left foot to support you, and knowing that you can work with this posture in your own time, coming down anytime you feel like is right for you, not waiting for my words. Again, choosing a spot on the floor a few feet in front of you, steadying your gaze and your focus. This will help to create balance. And bringing your arms up parallel to the floor, toward the ceiling, away from the body. And lifting the right leg up off the floor, flexing the foot if you like, engaging in the abdominal muscles to support the lower spine. And balancing, breathing. Aware of what is happening in this moment on this side of the body, which may be completely different than when you practiced on the other side of the body. This is a completely different side. So noticing the differences or the similarities in the body and in thought patterns, softening and feeling this dynamic posture between effort and ease, and lowering the arms and legs when you're ready. Coming back here into standing mountain posture. And if you like, you might wish to wiggle the legs and sway the arms and just shake out the muscles, releasing the effort, moving in any way that feels good. And finding stillness and stability in your standing mountain posture when you're ready. Not taking it all so seriously, this is a playful effort as we explore and come to know ourselves, creating strength and flexibility, and noticing how flexibility in the mind creates flexibility in the body, or even the willingness to engage in things that may be challenging and difficult. So play with it and allow it to be light. And if it ever feels like too much, coming to mountain pose and breathing, grounding yourself, you can imagine yourself in the posture, breathing deeply into your body as you care and nourish yourself with your breath. There's no right way or wrong way of doing this. No any one way that you're supposed to be. How you are is how you are. And this is the practice to see what's here and recognizing the effort and the concentration in practicing these postures. The next posture will be a standing spinal twist. Your feet hip-width apart, parallel to one another. The pelvis and the legs remaining steady and stable, and twisting from the waist to the right, from the base of the spine through the rib cage, up through the shoulders, and if it feels comfortable, gazing over your right shoulder as though you could look behind yourself, even stretching through the eyes, and breathing. And it may not feel like there's a lot of movement, and that's fine. Noticing if you're holding your breath or if you're pushing or striving, and letting go of forcing, even backing off 20%, and allowing the movement to be inspired by the breath, working together in harmony in this upper back twist. And when you're ready, moving slowly out of the twist to face forward, coming to a neutral position, taking a breath or two, and then we'll move in this way on the other side. Inhaling, and on an exhale, twisting to the left from the waist, keeping the hips stable, facing forward. Gazing over the left shoulder, feeling the twist on this side of the body, and allowing the awareness to stay present with sensation. And coming back to center. And we're going to twist over to the right, but this time we're going to twist by side if you like. And twisting again to the right, but this time initiating the movement from the ankles. Twisting slowly to the right, the ankles, the knees, the hips, the waist, torso, rib cage, shoulders, neck, head, and your eyes. Not forcing or straining, exploring the depth of the twist with sensitivity and curiosity. And returning to center and inhaling and exhaling. And on your next exhale, we'll twist over to the left. So keeping the feet solid and stable and twisting from the ankles up to the top of the head toward the left. And breathing into the twist. Exploring the range of motion on this side as well as the limits of this movement. And when you feel balanced, coming back to center with your arms by your side. Coming to mountain pose. And feeling the body now after practicing this posture. And from here, we'll make our way into a forward bend. If you have high blood pressure, this is a posture you can avoid. So just closing your eyes and imagining in your mind's eye, following along with the words. And we'll begin the forward fold by slightly bending the knees so they're not locked and bringing your hands to your hips. And as you're ready, bending forward from the hips any amount, engaging in the abdominal muscles to protect the lower back, and hanging the head. You can place your hands on your shins, on your thighs, or a chair, whatever is supporting you, or the floor. You might even like to take your elbows in your hands, allowing your body to hang, even swaying from side to side and feeling the stretch on the sides of the body. Feeling the legs stretch and the sensation in the lower back. You can increase the sensation in the lower back by deeply bending the knees and folding the chest over the tops of the thighs. And noticing if there's a difference in sensation and what your body prefers right now. With slow, deep, diaphragmatic breathing. Coming up any time that feels right for you. And if you'd like to continue, you might like to stretch one arm out until it's parallel to the floor, and just holding it here. Taking a breath or two. Letting it come back down. And stretching the other arm up and out until it's parallel to the floor. Breathing with it, and releasing it down. And we're going to come back up in a way that's right for you. If you have lower back issues, you'll want to protect the lower back. So you can place your hands on your hips, engaging in your abdominal muscles, and with a flat back coming straight up, pressing the feet into the floor. You may prefer to roll your spine up slowly, rounding through the low back, allowing the arms to hang and slowly making your way up through the mid-back and the upper back with your neck and head last. And when you're fully upright, stretching the arms up over your head toward the sky for a breath or two, and slowly allowing the arms to float back down by your sides, returning to a balanced standing mountain posture and feeling the effects of the forward fold, allowing everything to settle. The next pose is chair pose. Beginning in mountain posture with the feet hip-width apart and parallel to one another, and stretching both arms out in front of you at shoulder height, parallel to the floor, and bending the knees as though you're going to sit in a chair behind you, an imaginary chair. Gradually lowering the body as far as you're able, with the hips no lower than the knees, feeling the length of the spine from the tailbone to the crown of the head, gently tucking the tailbone, engaging in the abdominal muscles, reaching forward, and opening through the chest and breathing deeply in this dynamic posture. Feeling the life and vitality inside of you. And reaching through the arms and the fingertips. And reaching back with your pelvis. And feeling the strength of the thighs, the muscles supporting you. Relaxing the jaw and the face, breathing as fully as possible. And coming up and out of the posture, bringing your body upright, the arms returning to your side. You may want to shake the arms out and shake the legs out. And coming to stillness and standing mountain posture. And from here, we'll move into tree posture. You can move toward a wall or a chair for support if you wish, standing upright and feeling both feet on the floor, steady and stable, and allowing your gaze to come to a spot on the floor or the wall, anchoring your attention. And we'll begin by shifting the weight onto the right foot, engaging the muscles in the right leg and feeling the foot pressing onto the floor and placing the left foot anywhere alongside the right leg. You might even place the left toes on the floor. And if you care to, drawing the left foot up the right leg, the inside, perhaps at the thigh, the shin, above or below the knee, protecting the knee. Tucking the tailbone ever so slightly. And you can place your hands on your hips or put your hands in front of your chest, palms together and pressing into the palms. Feeling this connection, feeling the breath draw in and out. And shoulders open. And if you care to, you can explore with the arms, reaching the arms up toward the sky, like the branches of a tree. And breathing and being with the body as it is now, balancing. Perhaps even wobbling, coming out and coming back in whenever is right for you. Rebalancing. And taking a nice long deep in breath. And when you're ready, coming out of the pose with care, relaxing the arms down by your sides, and placing the left foot on the floor to meet the right foot. Coming back to center, to balance. And we'll practice that on the other side. So shifting the weight into the left leg and the left foot. And picking a spot on the floor to steady your gaze or the wall. And drawing the right foot to the left inner ankle. Perhaps placing the right toes on the floor for balance. And if you care to, drawing the right foot up the left leg to the calf or the thigh, wherever's comfortable. And taking whatever arm variation you care to on this side. And breathing. Noticing thoughts, emotions. Being curious and exploring. Embodying the qualities of a tree. And as you breathe, gently moving out of the posture, releasing the leg, releasing the arms down by your side, feet together, into mountain pose. And allowing your eyes to close if that feels comfortable. And when you're ready, we'll come down to seated. You may choose to sit on a cushion or a blanket just to prop your hips up a little bit. And having a seamless continuity of attention as you transition into sitting posture. With the same dignity and awareness as standing mountain posture. And we'll bring the soles of the feet together as close to the groin as possible in front of the body, with the knees bent, and pressing the soles of the feet together, interlacing the hands, the fingers to come around the feet, and being careful not to pull too hard, allowing gravity to provide a gentle stretch to the inner thighs. You may even like to bounce the legs to butterfly them without forcing, just allowing it to be natural and graceful, being mindful of the breath. And we'll come into stillness with the legs. And from here, we'll extend the right leg out, keeping the left leg bent, with the sole of the left foot in contact with the right inner thigh. Separate leg stretching. And on an in-breath, raising the arms up over the head, lengthening through the torso, the sides of the body, and folding over the right leg any amount that feels right and comfortable for you and your body. So you can stretch your back out long, feeling this, or if you prefer to round the back, drop the head and feeling the difference. And taking a deep breath in and coming up, lifting the torso up. And we'll switch sides, stretching the left leg out and bringing the right sole of the foot to the left inner thigh. And on an in-breath, reaching up with the arms. And on an out-breath, folding over the left leg, stretching to your range, not overdoing it, going slowly, and breathing. placing the arms and hands wherever feels comfortable on either side of your leg. You can even place your arms alongside your leg and have the palms facing up for a passive forward fold. Breathing deeply. And when you're ready, coming up. And now stretching both legs out, giving them a little shake on the floor. And we'll make our way into final resting. Coming down to lay on your mat, perhaps hugging the knees in to the chest if you like. Taking a few breaths. And then we'll lengthen the legs. Arms by your side, palms facing up. The legs are about hip width apart, the feet falling away from one another, and breathing. Aware of your belly as it expands on the in-breath and deflates on the out-breath. Aware of your body as a whole lying here. Perhaps rolling the head side to side, stretching the neck, feeling a gentle massage the back of the head. And allowing the body to come into a place of stillness and comfort that you can settle and rest. And releasing the weight of the body into the floor. With each out-breath, giving the body over to gravity. And noticing if you have any thoughts, the mind is already starting to plan, making lists or on to the next thing. Just allowing yourself to be right here, right now, to fully integrate your practice. Aware of sounds and sensations. Lying here in a state of moment-to-moment awareness. Your body sinks deeper and deeper into stillness and relaxation with each out-breath as you let go. And taking a moment to scan through the body, the head, face, the neck, the shoulders, and the arms, the hands, the torso, and the pelvis. The legs. Right down to the ankles and the feet. The entire body. With a sense of gratitude for all that this body can do today. And gratitude for creating the time and space to practice. It takes a certain amount of commitment and is a gift that you have given to yourself. Nourishing and strengthening the body. And taking this moment to appreciate your willingness and effort to practice. Being with yourself observing your limits and the changes in them as you grow and become stronger and more flexible and balanced. Practicing regularly strengthens and relaxes the body and the mind, developing a deep inner wisdom to better care for yourself and opening up to the healing potential inside.